Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo.
Are you wanting more inspiration in life? You're like in that part of, right, I really want to go out and do something, but I'm just not inspired by what I'm trying to do. Some days you pull yourself back. Well, I wanted to share a perspective on this from some recent learnings that I picked up. And if you stay until the end, I have an extra point for you then. So I was reading Amy Porterfield's latest book a little bit yesterday when it arrived in the post. And to be honest, I don't massively follow Amy Porterfield. And if you're not familiar with Amy Porterfield, which some people are, some people aren't, she's a top digital marketer. Really great woman, lot of integrity about her, going to help people, goes out there to help people really live life a bit more on their own terms with going out and creating their own business. And she's very intentional about it. And she's written a book about really getting away from perhaps some kind of life you don't like to what you do. And in it, even though she's very strategical, she does do a good piece in it at the start on like your why and your mindset. And in an unexpected place, I picked up a really great message that I just had to share today. And weirdly, but not weirdly, because I believe in the spiritual side that things, multiple messages that are similar come to you at the same point for a reason. I was also having a conversation with my sales team earlier before I read that about the same thing. And what's that? It's about your inspiration and your why. It's so crazy how the things line up. And what we were saying, what she said is, often we're told in the personal growth world, we need a why. We need like this big inspiration. And then what we think or what we hear from others is like, I want to go out and make the world a better place and save humanity and my family, which is great. But it's like, what do you want for you? What do you really honestly want? And a lot of the time, including myself, we are guilty of saying what we want for just us. And by hiding that from ourselves, then we're not giving ourselves the best service. Now, Amy moved away from the corporate world from working for someone else. And that was her why. I didn't want to, she didn't want to be told what to do by someone else. She wanted to live her own term, her life on her own terms, which is great. That's a why. That inspired her. And she had a couple of other things. Now, for me, when I first started in the personal growth world, started making YouTube videos and all these things, obviously, this is going to be a YouTube video as well. And I'm not the biggest YouTuber out there, but I do love making it. And obviously, I love podcasting as well. When I started going out there, I used to say, I want to make people realize they're the best version of themselves, like very generically. And I believe in that. I love to see people do really, really well. But underlying that, like, it wasn't really my true why. And I've had to do a lot of exploring of my why. I've done exercises when you go deep, deep, deep. And that you can have several whys. Now, for me, a thing close to my heart is giving to Great Ormond Street Hospital, a children's charity in the UK, because unfortunately my baby brother died there when I was young, and seeing ill children really gets to me. And that's a complete like heartfelt thing when I talk about it. Now, that sounds, you know, like, you know, I'm not just serving myself there, which I'm not. Now, my other why, though, is honestly, you know, I love business that, you know, help other people have fun, creative. And I love creating a podcast. You know, I get to share my message with other people. But honestly, I love being creative and sharing what I've learned and my experience. I just love like sharing and vocalizing it and being able to do it in a way. And it also happens to benefit a lot of people. So I just love that creativity element, right? That's me. I also love, like, in business, obviously I help people. I also love the freedom it can create a little bit from earning, like, the money. Like, a lot of us are ashamed to talk about making money. No, I like what money can do by earning money. I can go to events, meet more people, go traveling, go on holidays. And I used to be like embarrassed to say that because it sounds selfish. And I think we're so scared of saying what we want for us in a selfish way that we hold it back. And I just really wanted to push that because we're hiding what we really want. Now, of course, you can always have a chance of someone judging you. Yes. Yeah. If you hide who you are, that's not going to do much for your self-esteem and confidence, is it? And I've certainly realized that. And actually, another thing I've realized that I really want to share with you is we need to be selfish to be selfless sometimes. I'll say that again. We need to be a bit selfish to be selfless. What that means is not in a really bad kind of selfish, like you screw other people over. You know, that's manipulation to get what you want. That's not good. I'm talking about a selfish way in that maybe you need to hide yourself away for a little bit from other people who are asking for demands for you because you're working on a project that's going to benefit other people, grow the version of you. So therefore you can be a better example to other people. Maybe that's not even your why, but sometimes we need to be selfish to be a bit more selfless. Like you need to look after yourself. If you're going to look after other people, right? You need, if you keep like listening to other people's demands and not going away and treating yourself to maybe a spa day or whatever, like, you know, a health day or kind of a mini holiday. If you don't go and do that, like you're not going to be able to look after other people, are you? So you need to be more selfish sometimes to be selfless. And that comes back to the why. Don't be ashamed to ask what you want, because if you're just doing things to other people purely all the time, you're going to get exhausted and you need to listen to you as well. It was best said by Harv Eker, who's the author of the book, The Millionaire Mind. And I was on one of his workshops. He's not one of the huge people I follow, but I did do his workshop and something really resonated with me. And he said, and he teaches people how to really build wealth. He's got a very direct way of presenting. It's really funny and amusing. I like it personally, but it's really good. And he said, you need to satisfy like yourself and also like the soul. So he said, you need to satisfy like the ego within you, but also the soul within you. The ego is like, what do you want? What are your needs? What do you want? And then the soul is like, what lights you up? Like that connection to other people, that contribution. So therefore he said, you need to satisfy both of them to really progress a little bit more. So that's what I'm trying to say to you. You need to be honest with yourself. What is your why? What's your inspiration? And don't be ashamed to say it. You don't have to tell everyone in the world. Just say it to yourself. Be honest to yourself. That's a good starting point. Like if your why is that you want to really earn more money to go on more holidays, to, you know, actually care for your family as well and other people, then don't be afraid to say it. Just really be open about it. Now, like the Harv Eker example, it's great to tie in what it's going to do for you and others because you've got that double driver with you as well. So I wanted to give a few practical points really on this. But before that, I want to ask you, how's it helping you by trying to satisfy everyone all the time and trying to say your why, your mission, what you're doing is purely for other people, and you realize there's a part of you that needs something else and you need to be honest with yourself about what it is? Okay, so here's a few points that you could start uncovering this a little bit. The first one is just write down, no filters, just you're going to write down for 5 minutes, pen's not coming off the paper, what is it you want? Like, don't let that mind get in the way. Just go with your heart. Just go with your instincts. Write it down, 5 minutes, write your dream life. Okay, if you want to go for more than 5 minutes, do, but minimum of 5 minutes. And then from that, pick out like 3 to 5 goals that you can pick out from that. So maybe you're like, oh, I'm living my dream life with my millions and millions, living on the beach next to my beautiful partner. I'm doing what I love, which is being a writer. And this is kind of like an example of what mine would have been. I'm creating my podcast. I'm a best-selling author. all these kind of things. And then think about like how you can put them into like 3 to 5 goals so that you know when you hit them. And don't be afraid to put them massive, massive goals. I'm not saying these are goals that you need to achieve in the next day, week, month, or even quarter, or even year. These are just big goals that you want to go for. Okay. The next part, the third bit, the third step to this is then ask yourself, why do you want those goals? What is it going to do for you and others? Like, why do you want it from a point of view of why you want it, and why is it beneficial for others as well? So that's what I wanted to share with you. And just before I get onto my final bonus point, I wanted to say I appreciate you for listening today. And if you've appreciated this, I'd highly value a rating and review on iTunes so we can reach more people together. You could be changing someone's life by sharing. Okay, and my final point to this really is just sitting in silence with yourself and ask yourself a question and sit in silence with yourself for 10 minutes. Say, what is it I really want? The only thing you can use the phone for is a timer, and you've got to put the timer across the room, okay, if you need that. So just sit with yourself in silence, no TV, nothing, music, no, nothing. You're just going to sit with yourself in silence and begin with the question, what is it I truly want? And then your brain will look for the answer to the question it's asked without any distractions. Give yourself that 10 minutes. And if you struggle at first, commit to this for a week, just for 10 minutes a day, sit in silence and ask yourself what you want. Have you got 10 minutes a day to figure out what you really want in life? If you're confused, if you're stuck, I think so, because else you're just going to continue what you're doing. And do you really want that? It's up to you. I mean, you may be happy with what you want, what you've got, but if you really want a bit more clarity, then I suggest this exercise highly. So I wanted to thank you once again for listening today. And then once again, if you've appreciated today, I'd highly appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. I appreciate you for being here. You are improving other people's lives by being the best you. And remember, you're in control of your own self-esteem and confidence.